Welcome back. We are up to Perek Vav, Mishnah Zion. We are up to Chapter 6, Mishnah 7 of Maseches Shabbos. And the Mishnah wants to know what the halacha is in a situation where you have a button on your clothing that you use to fasten your coat, but specifically it's not a normal button, it's something else. So do we just assume, okay, it's a button, it's a button, it's a button? Or do we say no, that perhaps it can be made of anything as long as it serves as a button? Says the Mishnah, Po refes al ha'even ve'al ha'egos ve'al ha'matbeya. If a woman fastens the strap of her coat, of her cloak, over a stone, a nut, or even a coin, and goes outside on Shabbos, this is permissible. Ublavad shelo tifrov lechatchila b'Shabbos. As long as she doesn't fasten the strap over this coin, or over this nut, or over this stone for the first time on Shabbos, that would be weird. But as long as she does it before Shabbos once, and now she does it again on Shabbos, that is permissible. Meaning that this coin or this nut or this stone could be used as a button, because even though it is muktzah in its actual sense, right now it's used for very purposeful reasons, and so therefore it is permissible. Says the Mishnah further in Mishnah 8, Hakitea yotze vekav shelo, someone who lost a foot that was amputated. So this amputee is allowed to go outside on Shabbos wearing his false foot, because it's like a shoe. You can wear a shoe on Shabbos, you can wear a false foot on Shabbos. Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir says. But Rabbi Yossi says this is prohibited to go outside like this on Shabbos, because there's a concern that at the end of the day, when this individual is going to be walking around, he likely will not use it to walk, but more he uses it to disguise when he is, single area. But because of the fact this is not used in the same way that a shoe is, so that's why Rabbi Yossi says it's prohibited. However, nowadays, certainly, when you have the prosthetics that we have, Baruch Hashem, and God willing, they'll only continue to improve for people who Chas V'Shalom do need it. So in those situations, you are very able to go ahead and use those prosthetics, probably even according to everyone, because that is used functionally for walking, and that is quite literally a perfect example of a non-shoe. And so therefore, probably even according to Rabbi Yossi, who prohibits in this case, probably would permit in that case. And if the whole of this false foot has room for padding, you know, in between where you would place, for example, place the knee into it. So if there's room for padding, then this false foot can become tame, because it's considered like a kli, a vessel where you could put something in. Says the Mishnah further, samochos shelo tamei and midras, that his supports, like for example his knee pads, they can become tameh because of the halacha of midras, right, that they support his weights, and so they too can become tameh. V'yotzin b'hen b'Shabbos, and he can wear them outside on Shabbos because they're like clothes. V'nechnasin b'hen b'azara, and he can even wear them into the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash because they're not really shoes either. And says the Mishnah further, kisei v'samok l'shalo tameh and midras. Let's say an individual has some sort of a wheelchair, and again, not like the wheelchairs we have nowadays, but some sort of a chair that has like that enables him to move around, perhaps by lifting himself up and moving forward. So he has this chair and he has leg supports. So the Mishnah says that they can become tameh under the laws of midras because they support his weight. They ain't yotzin b'hen b'Shabbos, but he can't wear these leg supports outside on Shabbos because they might fall off and then be carried as a result. They ain't nechnasin b'hen b'azara, and he can't go and wear them into the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash because they are considered shoes. Nonetheless, and then on katmin tohorin, masks. This is a little uncomfortable for us in a post-pandemic world, but probably not the kind of masks that we're talking about, really, but more like a facial decoration or something of the like. So masks, we say, are always going to be considered tahor, that they cannot become tameh, they cannot become ritually impure, because they are not considered to be a kli, they're not a utensil. Vein yotzin bahen, and one cannot wear them outside on Shabbos because they are not considered clothing, and therefore they do not fall under that permissibility of clothes. That brings us to the end of Mishnah 8. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah 10, Mishnah 9. Have a wonderful day.